Are you interested in the various jobs being done and programs offered in your communities?
Yeah, I want to know about stuff.
Where should you turn to for such information?
The anticipation is killing me!
What better place than straight from the horse's mouth? It is time for your What Do You Think program, presented by WLEW and WHST. Here's your host with today's topic.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Nick Johnson, and welcome to another edition of our What Do You Think program here on WLEW and WHST. I'm joined today by William Mays, and he is here to speak with us about the upcoming Michigan Philharmonic Orchestra concert at Gallup Park in Port Austin, amongst many other topics we can get into and discuss. So welcome, Mr. Mays, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
This is going to be a fun few minutes here.
I think so too. Absolutely. I enjoyed our pre what do you think conversation. I have no doubt it's going to continue to be a good one. So where would you like to start off?
Well, I'm just,
there's so many places we could.
I think the most fun thing to talk about is that we do have the Michigan Philharmonic coming on Saturday.
Yes.
This is an awesome orchestra. It's one of the premier orchestras in the state of Michigan. They have musicians from the University of Michigan, from Michigan State University, from Central Michigan University, people who want to continue to keep playing after they've left college and or just love to play music. And it is an awesome orchestra.
Well, it sounds like it. I was looking at, you know, way more about it than I do even, but as I was trying to get myself familiar with it a little bit, and we were talking a little bit before the program, I mean, we're talking at least a 50-member piece or a 50-piece.
It fills Gallup Park Pavilion.
Oh, I have no doubt. And it's been a great turnout for them. I mean, even just last year, it was 300 to 500 people. I have no doubt it'll be at least that much this year, because that is a really cool thing.
And we're going to have sun this year. Last year, we fit the concert in a break in the rain.
Okay.
It was absolutely perfect.
Is that how it worked out? Okay. Yeah, that works out perfect. I was going to say, I didn't want to jinx it, but I thought, you know, might even get lucky this year, because so far, so good with the way the weather's looking.
It's looking good.
Yeah.
And we're excited about that.
Well, I'm going to keep my fingers, toes, and eyes crossed.
That's
for all
a deal.
Of you that we can keep that up. Very much so. So that, let me get back to my other page here. Yeah, we were saying, did I get that right? I think we talked about this a little bit beforehand. Last year was their 75th anniversary?
Correct.
So
they've been going for a long period of time. The orchestra leader and music coordinator is just a dynamic woman. She is, she's alive with music, and she is awesome, and she's been with them for 25 years now.
I was going to say a quarter of a century we were talking about.
Yeah, Nan Washburn is just the neatest lady, and just to watch her maneuver and watch her bring in all of the different
pieces
of the orchestra together, and she works meticulously on picking out what it is they're going to play and that type of stuff.
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, it always kind of amazes me, these different things that you see, and especially the bigger the venue, the more pieces there are to the band, you just know that there's a lot of work behind the scenes.
Well, a lot of practice, a lot of coordination,
yeah,
and so on. But to bring 50 people or plus,
right,
up here with all of the auxiliary things that you have,
sure,
to bring. They have sound equipment. They have some things there that they bring. And set it all up. The Artist in Residence program in Port Austin, we provide food for them for their lunch. We have some that stay over. That rent motel rooms. We have others that stay in private homes. And it's just a great thing to watch come together, and it does come together well.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, especially when things turn out well. I forget how that saying goes, but when a job is done well, people won't even know that a job was done.
That's,
you know,
true.
It's something, that's a paraphrase, but you see these big orchestras, and they come out and perform beautifully, and you'd never even have any idea how much really has to go into that.
Very true. some neat people are involved. Beth Stewart is she is the executive director, actually kind of watches over it. Her husband, John, was a state representative and was very active in Plymouth, is still very active, an attorney there. Okay. They come up and kind of help coordinate it. Actually, John, I think, is going to hold the flag while we do the national anthem at the beginning.
Yeah, very
just
good.
A great guy. And they're dedicated to providing music and in a musical experience that'll be next to none. I mean, it is awesome.
Well, and then again, you know, it is. I don't think I can say it any better than you yourself just did, but to be up in a local area with such a big ensemble and to be able to enjoy that kind of art so close to home.
And I'm glad you refer to it as art. A person questioned once, why are we bringing a big orchestra as an artist in residence program? Well, the bottom line is music is a great deal of
it absolutely is, you know.
The art spectrum goes from pottery to oil to watercolor to music, all kinds of things.
Listen, I've been watching on Netflix, I think it's called is it Cake? It's called, you know, and these people are on there competing and they make these cakes that are like super realistic. But it's like, I always look at it like this. Any job that is done to the best it can be is really an art form of art.
That
you know what
true.
I mean? Whether it's baking a cake or playing an instrument or...
And showing you that you can be creative.
Right.
You can be creative with a flute. You can be creative with a paintbrush.
Yes.
If you go through Port Austin these days, we've seen a number of murals being painted all along different places where we've got a couple gals that have just, well, one for sure who's now at school in Chicago doing tremendous murals against the wall.
The walls there,
And that's awesome to see.
Well, absolutely.
If you go into the Butterfly House, which we have just below the water tower in Port Austin, there's a whole series of art pieces that are on display. Some of them came from student art. That's inside the Butterfly House. So others were local artists that had put some things out. And it's just, it's awesome to see. These are people who, they're not professional artists necessarily.
Right.
But they love to paint and they love to express themselves through that medium.
Yeah, and then share that.
And share.
Share that with people, which is kind of great. I know we were talking a little bit, you mentioned the Port Austin Arts and Placemaking Committee, and the, how does it say, it's the Port Austin Artist in
Residence Program
in particular. So it kind of provides a way for various artists to have a place to stay and be able to for a little while and then share their art with people without having to worry so much about, you know, okay, well, how am I going to eat today?
Yeah, we have a, it's the Bee Barn. We call it the Bee Barn.
Okay.
And it was a honey storage place.
That
and,
makes it, okay.
And
yeah.
They had hives and they had all kinds of things. And we've turned that into a apartment complex down below.
Oh,
that
it's perfect,
two bedrooms, and it's not elaborate.
But it works.
It works.
It works.
Artists, we've had artists from California, from New York City. We've
just
had people, they have applied and come for 1 week, 2 weeks. The longest I think we've had somebody is 4 weeks.
For a month,
But just unbelievable art. We have a new mural of a bee right at the front of the Bee Barn came from the last artist. So
that's a good idea.
It's way cool.
Yeah,
and,
it is. It's very cool.
It's a comfortable spot. We do little receptions there. We have wine and cheese, and they display their art upstairs.
Sure.
And there's a display area, and it's awesome. It's everybody that's been here has loved Port Austin for its love of the arts.
Well,
it's becoming an art destination.
I was going to say the more and more I was kind of reading and trying to familiarize myself with it, that's exactly what I thought. I'm like, wow, Port Austin is becoming quite the, exactly what you said, the art destination there.
It's just fun to see, and it's fun to see young kids coming and painting outside the Bee Barn with an artist and seeing them do something that's really exciting to them.
Right.
And that might be the spark that leads them to follow their ability.
You never know. People need such a little encouragement sometimes. Everybody's starving for it, but you really need such a little encouragement to actually be able to springboard forth.
And everybody enjoys expressing themselves.
Exactly.
Especially effectively if you can.
Yep.
And with a little bit of training and a little bit of just observing a real artist working makes a big difference. I can do that. Maybe I can do that.
It kind of has multifaceted benefits to the whole thing, because not only do the artists get to come and kind of have a place to stay without and be able to produce their art and share their art, but who knows who it might inspire in the...
And another interesting thing is all of the schools in this county have awesome art programs.
Mm-hmm.
We have art teachers that are inspirational and have done great things with art along the way. When I was at the hospital for a period of time, student art was displayed in the halls and that type of thing. Student art is displayed in the Butterfly House in Port Orsett. And it's all been done by the art teachers in the local school districts.
I always had enjoyed that too, if like I go to, like you said, a different hospital or something, and through a school and stuff, and you've got all the young people's art kind of put up and displayed. I've always got some enjoyment from that. And it's cool for them, too, because like you said, look, whatever it is you're doing, it always feels good that somebody takes notice of it, you know?
And art takes so many forms.
Mm-hmm.
I don't enjoy every piece of art
sure.
I look at, but I can see the expression, and I can see what it means or what they were going to try to express what it means.
With it.
And I think I remember back to when they talked about, I read an article about the Sistine Chapel.
Okay.
It was criticized when it was first done. Oh, my God, he's got naked men
people
up there. He's
on,
got, and yet it's the most gorgeous.
And
it's
one of the most referenced artworks
in the world
today.
You look at all of that.
And that's funny. I often think of that, too, because, and that just, again, to touch on just how much time it takes to get to that level between the artists and between everyone involved. But if I remember correctly, I think Michelangelo is like 40 years he spent painting the Sistine Chapel on his back, on scaffolding.
And if you think about it, it's that spark that somebody gets. It's a spark that starts.
Yeah.
So maybe it's watching the Michigan Philharmonic that says, I can do this. Or maybe it's going out to the Nature Center, where we have an artist going to be performing there too later this week or this month. The bottom line is, it gives them, maybe I can do that. Maybe I can explore writing music, or maybe I can explore doing some of that.
Yeah.
I think about the idea of writing poetry.
Yeah.
We've had some poets come and work with kids and work with adults who wanted to learn how to express themselves better.
Find a medium to
poetry.
You know, I mean, like you said, whether it's poetry or music or painting, you know, everybody exactly that wants to express themselves sometimes, and sometimes words aren't enough, you know.
And it makes their existence more
better.
Whole.
Yeah, more whole. More. There you go. That's
a better way to say it. It's a process that all of a sudden they're excited.
Yeah.
And it's something that, man, I can do that.
Right.
I can do that. I can explore that.
And well, it's a good thing when people can find that kind of thing, because it's easy to fall into kind of the drudgery of, you know, everyday life and, kind of the same thing and everything. So if someone can find a spark that really kind of brings them alive, especially through art, that's wonderful.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm a amateur painter.
Are you? Okay.
I'm not real good, but I enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
I'm working on a mural. We have a cement front that we put in for to keep the water out when it was really high.
Sure, yeah.
And now I'm in the process of doing a mural of
sailboats
and stuff on it. But
It's
just fun.
Yeah.
But I probably would never have done that unless I had somebody help me along the way and actually put a little fuel on that spark and make me think that maybe I can do
absolutely
that.
Right.
And that's what our schools are doing with kids in their art programs, their music programs. That's what bringing the Michigan Philharmonic to Port Austin.
Oh, absolutely.
In many parts of the state, we're considered a backwater. The reason we are, because you really have to want to come here to get here.
To get here, right. Fair enough.
It's not on your way to anything. It's a destination.
Right.
But to bring the Michigan Philharmonic, the premier orchestra in the state of Michigan, to perform against a hillside that looks absolutely fantastic in a pavilion that's almost unbelievably prepared for this type of thing. It's awesome.
Well, it gives exactly what you said, a reason to come and visit.
Yeah.
If you know, otherwise weren't. I mean,
and
it's great.
And that's what we do with all of the artists we bring.
Yeah.
We put on displays. Some of the local businesses have been so supportive and done so many things to support bringing in artists to have an experience for the people in the community.
Yeah.
And we've had 90-year-old people doing some of the stuff. We've had 5-year-old people doing some of the stuff, and anything in between.
You're hitting the full spectrum there. But it's like you said, it's great to see. Because I always thought, I'm not even sure there should be a distinction between kids and adults. We're all still just kids. We're just older kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're just older kids. So
but,
that's great.
Just to give you a heads up on some of the music they're going to do. This is the movie Icons and Superheroes is what it's called.
I noticed that.
And they're going to do stuff by John Williams, Superman Returns, Sound of Music, Richard Rodgers, Magnificent Seven, Elmer Bernstein, To Kill a Mockingbird, of the music from some of these great shows, James Bond theme.
Got to have some 007 in
and
there.
I've been honored and asked if I would give Nan a break and conduct one of the pieces.
Oh,
and
are
I'm
you
doing
really?
The Colonel Bogey March, which is really was back in 1914, so it's a very patriotic piece.
Yeah.
And during the concert, we also honor one of the famous veterans from Huron County, and John Updegrove, who was in the Marine Corps, was a captain in the Marine Corps, an awesome individual. He is going to read a tribute to one of the veterans.
Oh, and very good. So he'll be there and even reading.
Yes.
Oh, that's
going to
be wonderful.
We try to make it something that's special for the whole community.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like that's exactly right. I mean, you kind of got it set up in such a way that if you're there, there's going to be something that you're going to enjoy.
I guarantee you're going to enjoy it.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not the best conductor in the world. I got to do it last year for once, and I realized that they're waiting for me to start something. I thought they were just going to start, and I would.
And then you would just kind of make some motions. They're actually waiting.
They're waiting for me.
Not that I've conducted anything, but I've been in that situation before, too, where all of a sudden I realize, oh, somebody's waiting for me to do something.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Let's hope for the best.
But the people loved it. And so much so that they did have an opening again this year. So we said, let's sign on for another year and do it.
Absolutely.
So we're excited about that. But we also have some other things coming up, just so you're aware.
Oh, yeah, please.
We do have Bill Denbrock Band, who it's a local band with great musicians.
Yep.
And they play the 1940s and 50s music that's unbelievable. They have performed in Port Austin before. They perform all over the thumb. They're awesome.
Yeah,
and these are dedicated musicians who know how to make music happen.
We talked a little bit before we got on, too, that I actually had an opportunity to kind of see them myself. Over, like you said, locally, and it was like, hey, that's a pretty cool thing. I really liked they played the Pink Panther was
yes.
one of the themes they played,
yeah.
and I really enjoyed
that.
I mean, I enjoyed it all,
but
when I heard that come on, I'm like, well, hey,
they know the stuff.
Sure.
They're going to be this Friday night coming up at 7 o'clock, and they're going to be in Gallup Park.
I was going to say right
Pavilion.
In Gallup Park.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And again, you can sit on the hill. There's a perfect hill. It's almost like an amphitheater. It's beautiful. The Philharmonic's going to be there on Saturday. They start at 4 o'clock.
At 4, yeah.
And they go till 6 o'clock. It's a great concert. And then on Thursday, August 31st, at 6 o'clock, Steve Clark. He is a songwriter, musician. He's going to perform out at the Nature Center Amphitheater.
Right at the Nature Center there.
On Loosemore Road.
Yes, Loosemore, yeah.
And he is awesome. Steve is a musical storyteller.
The bard, so to speak.
Yes, we talked a little bit about that before.
I said it.
If you remember, that's how music happened Middle Ages.
When you were
traveling, a traveling man with his lute in hand.
And when you were talking about Steve before we started up, the first thing that came to me is I'm like, oh, kind of like a bard back in the days of kingdoms and whatnot.
He said he chooses musical stories to tell. A musical story to tell something about all of us.
Right.
Sometimes I show our ugly side. Sometimes I show our wonderful, warm side.
Absolutely.
But he tells a story through his music, and it's great.
Well, that's why it's kind of neat to see that, like a modern day bard, because that's why people loved it. I mean, you're getting the music, but you're getting the storytelling, and
if people haven't been to the Nature Center, it's beautiful.
I've been to it a couple of times, but oftentimes my wife and kids will go, you know, if I'm busy doing some other stuff too, and they've never not had a good time.
Take a walk through the woods.
They've never not had an enjoyable experience. They always are excited.
And see the art of nature. When you walk through the nature center, you can see the flowers propping up. And oh my God, you see all kinds of beautiful things happening
all around
you. And
that
too is art.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
It is truly artistic.
Absolutely.
It inspires you to
continue that kind of beauty in one way, shape, form, or another.
And I go through this county and you'll see gardens all over the place.
Oh,
yeah. Let me tell you.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Gardens can be artwork too.
Oh, a lot of them that I've seen, absolutely. Absolutely, that would qualify as artwork.
We are going to have on Saturday, September 30th at 7 o'clock in the Port Austin Community Playhouse, we're going to have the Port Austin Artist in Residence Songwriter Showcase. And it's going to be people that Mr. Clark has worked with and others, and it's going to be another performance. It's just going to be fun. That's going to be at 7 o'clock, too, on September 30th.
On the 30th, one, yeah.
But
starting
it's,
at 7.
A lot of fun things are happening in Port Austin relating to the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an artist here just not too long ago. Her medium was to take flowers and coat them with wax.
Okay.
And put them on a canvas. And oh my word, it preserves the flower. It becomes a beautiful painting. It was spectacular.
I was going to say, it sounds like it just popped.
And we have two of them hanging in our house.
Do you really have two? Oh, yes.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
They were good.
Well, that's pretty cool because it gives it kind of like a depth.
Yes.
I would say a perception of depth to it as well. I mean, not that painting in and of itself can't do that, but it's just, it's always nice to see.
It's another way of doing it.
It's another evolution that someone had an idea of something that existed and like, hey, what if we tried this?
And I had never seen it done that way before, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah,
so.
Well, it absolutely sounds like it.
So a lot of fun things happening in the art world. And I always let people know, art takes on many forms.
Yes, absolutely.
And anything that allows the human spirit to come out and blossom,
thrive,
is just awesome. And that's what we're about in the Artist in Residence program, bringing new experiences to children, to adults, to the community. And from that, all kinds of neat things have been happening. And it continues to grow. We turn artists away that want to come to our
just
artists
because
you're
so busy.
We can't handle them all.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, a good problem to have, to speak. You know, there's problems, but then there's also some problems that are like, hey, that's a good problem. If this is such a popular thing that's going so well.
We have a gal, Cindy Patrick. Cindy Patrick is on our committee, and she is a docent at the DIA, the Detroit Institute of Arts.
Okay, the Detroit, yeah.
She has been a spearhead for doing all kinds of things. She has contacts in the artist world that are phenomenal, that are tied in with the DIA, which makes a difference. And,
quite a network, to speak. Yeah.
Yes, and that's been exciting. Just a while. Well, and then she does lectures. She does lectures at the DIA. Well, she comes up to the Port Austin Township Library and does lectures on a regular basis.
That's really
about different pieces of art.
Well, and that's the other thing about the stuff that you're putting on too is, you know, you kind of. You start to create networks. You meet this person, and maybe they know that person, and all kinds of ideas. It's just a great environment for ideas to grow.
The neat thing about our artists in residence, it has been so supported by the Village Council. It's been so supported by the Chamber of Commerce of Port Austin. The mayor, everybody steps up.
Well
received. What do you need?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. We'll find a way to do that.
Yeah.
That community has come together, and it has promoted in such a positive way the arts. And I will tell you, it's exciting to see. It's exciting to be a part of it.
Well, it is, because it's all, you know, there's enough, you know, you turn on any news station on your TV for more than 5 minutes and you'll think the whole world is doomed. But then you get out of that kind of box and you get out to things like what you're talking about and you're like, hey, you know what? Everything isn't quite so bad as it can seem to be. And you get
it does. And I will tell you, if you leave the concert on Saturday for sure, if you leave and not feeling better about yourself and better about the world, I'm going to tell you, there'll be something wrong with you.
Right.
I know you will feel awesome.
I was going to say, it doesn't even seem like it would be a possibility not to come away from it feeling inspired on some level.
And feeling a great deal of satisfaction in your soul.
Yeah.
That you participated in something that good.
Absolutely. Satiation for the soul.
Yeah,
satisfaction for the soul.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's very good.
That is very good.
So all of those things are happening and we're excited. They continue to happen. We're already planning for next year.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound like there's any indication that it's going to slow down either, which is a wonderful news.
We keep looking for new and exciting ways to present art in Port Austin.
Well,
and it's for the whole county.
Well, and that's what I mean with how, like you said, with it being such a community involvement and making it as
if you look at Huron County in general, Pigeon does tremendous concerts and does some tremendous things. Bad X has done things over the years. Harbor Beach is got a lecture going on about the lighthouses.
The
right
lighthouses,
now.
Yeah.
All of that is going on, and it's all exciting to be a part of.
Absolutely.
It's all just things that are good for the soul.
Absolutely.
Good to make you a better human being.
I think so, too. Absolutely. That is wonderful. Do we touch on about?
I think we've covered pretty much everything I wanted.
Yeah.
We are always looking for volunteers that want to help out.
That's some good information, too, if you got maybe some places they could contact interested.
They can contact. I don't have a number right now.
That's
have them call me. I would be more than happy to get people connected. But the bottom line is we're saying that if you want to help out, come to the Bee Barn. We always advertise when we have a relationship going or a presentation going with an artist. And the artists enjoy you to come and just watch them work.
Well, absolutely.
Last artist we had, he was so good. He created more art in the 2 weeks he was there than I think any other artist while we were there.
He was just...
And he did a show and sold art. It was good stuff.
Yeah, firing on all fronts, so to speak. Yeah, all cylinders.
Come to one of our functions. We'll have a sign-up sheet, and we'll go from there.
That is great. Well, thank you again so much for being here
today. It was
my
pleasure.
Absolutely.
Thank you for allowing us to talk
about
great happenings in Port Austin through the Artists in Residence program.
Absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into this What Do You Think edition.
Yeah, now I know stuff.
And be sure to keep your ears tuned closely to AM 1340 and 94.1 FM for our next What Do You Think program.